You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
And in the WISS studios, it's Todd, producer, and over there, it's New Wisco Buser Bell. I can never get this right.
I'm sorry for laughing so
hard. No, it's in the back of my mind. I want to get this right one day, but we've been doing the show for a couple of weeks now, and I can't get it right. The New Wisco News Bureau Chief, Lisa Hale.
There you go. Joining us on Valley Focus today. Yeah, but you get to see Todd and
the
I,
real us.
And we are really nuts. But anyway, Yava Engel, who is with the Oshkosh Area Humane Society, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, both of you.
We always have a little conversation beforehand.
Yes.
And one of the things we did want to bring up, because on your last visit with us, you said you were going to bring in your parrot, and you didn't, which is fine. But, you know, I know you've got some other stuff to do this afternoon.
I wasn't sure if you were going to let me in without the parrot, so I realized I was coming in at a disadvantage, but I'm not going to say next time. I'm going to say one of these times.
All right, We can do that. One of the things I know you want to talk about is some of the kitties that you've got going on.
Kitten season's in full force right now, so
tell me
a little bit about how the shelter is dealing with that.
Yes, kitten season actually is starting now. It's getting busier and busier. We have 50 kittens right now in foster care, and they range anywhere from 2 weeks old and then a couple of months old. And so we have, just yesterday we got in a group of bottle-fed kittens, and they were found under a boat cover of all places. So we have some fosters that are able to and are capable of bottle feeding kittens. It's not a very easy task, but they have been specially trained. And then some of course, our staff are helping as well.
So when it is kitten season, what does that mean for the shelter? You said you've got 50 cats that are in foster care, but I imagine you have kittens that are in the shelter too, and that requires a lot of energy and materials.
Oh, absolutely. So when they are at a certain weight, they come back to the shelter and they get spayed and neutered, and then they are ready to be adopted out. Of course, it's a lot of extra effort with kittens, as you can imagine. They are very messy, very playful, and we go through a lot of supplies. And one of the things that we're actually quite short of right now is paper towels. So anybody who's interested in donating paper towels to the Humane Society in Oshkosh would really welcome it.
It's so funny that paper towels, such a simple staple, is something that's drastically needed by the Humane Society.
Absolutely, absolutely. They are messy. They are adorable, and it's so fun to watch them, but they are very messy, as you can imagine.
Yeah, but you were also talking about some of the special needs animals that you've got right now, too, and that made Lisa's eyes twinkle, because as we've discussed off the air, what did I call your place?
Lisa's Home for the Lame and Infirm.
Yeah, she had a 3.5-legged cat, a blind cat. What else did you have?
I had a cat with diabetes. I had a cat that was on hospice. We just knew that it was, you know, was really, really a senior cat.
Right.
I've had cats that had one eye. I've had cats that have been deaf. So, yeah.
Thank goodness
you are our dream adopter, Lisa.
Well, and you do have some animals that would fit perfectly in a home like hers, right?
Oh, absolutely. We do. We have a blind kitty at the shelter. We have a deaf kitty. She's very, very loud because she cannot hear how loud she is, but she's absolutely adorable. Her name is Cookie. And we also have some elderly cats that have special needs diets, some that require medicines. And obviously, those are harder to adopt out because not every adopter is able to pay for the prescription diet or able to administer the medicine or willing. I mean, it is a commitment, but we're looking for all these adopters like Lisa who would be willing to take on these special needs kitties.
Well, I'm telling you, anytime that you do take on a special needs animal, it may seem daunting at first, but it's really just getting into a routine. Mm-hmm. And as you said, you have a blind kitty. That kitty will give you so much love, and they get around just fine. They really do. I mean,
just so you know, Dave, that's Lisa's husband. I will do everything I can to stop her from going down to the shelter right now, too. Yeah, but let's talk about the heat. Summer's here, and
yes,
we got to think about our animals at this time.
Mm-hmm.
give me some advice for folks when it comes to like water, being outside, all that kind of stuff.
I will say, especially when it comes to dogs, as you're walking your dogs, be very cognizant of what the temperature is outside, and the asphalt, that it heats up, so it can be really, really very warm for the paws for the dogs. So if it's too hot for you to put your bare foot down, it's too hot for the dog to be walking on it. Of course, keep your animals hydrated. Water, water, water. That's always really important. And when it gets super hot outside, maybe not taking long walks, not spending too much time, playtime outside, just keeping it enough to go potty, and then making sure that the animals are cool and hydrated.
When you talk about if it's too hot for your mm-hmm. feet, it's too hot for theirs, mm-hmm. People don't think about that because they look at a dog's paw and you see all the calluses and whatnot. But it's still, that's very heat sensitive. That's one of the ways that they regulate body temperature too.
Oh, absolutely. And we've seen dogs that have had injuries on their paws just from the very hot roadway or the asphalt. So it definitely is something to be very cognizant of, even in sand as well. If you're going to the beach, and the sand can be very hot as well. So it's just basically testing and checking.
What about volunteers? Let's say someone like Lisa's out there. Maybe they can't have their own pet, but they love animals mm-hmm. and they want to give a little bit of special care to someone. Are you guys always accepting volunteers? What's that process like?
Oh my goodness, we're always accepting volunteers. You can apply online. We have all our guidelines and information available online. So anybody who is interested can check it out. You can start as a cat volunteer, move on to dog volunteering, small mammal volunteer. And if you're not interested in working directly with an animal but do want to contribute in some way, we have various roles that have to do more with doing laundry or organizing events or distributing flyers. There's all sorts of work that any volunteer can do.
Or maybe donate supplies, some money. You'll take that too.
Well, we will take that, of course.
And how can they contact you for all of that stuff?
All of that stuff, it's available online at oahs.org. You can always, of course, call us at 920-424-2128. You can swing by the shelter if you want to look at it first and see what kind of volunteering you'd like to do, or just seeing our animals. We're welcoming everybody.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. You're one of our favorite guests on Valley Focus.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
More with Mino and the Mayor on the way from 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. Maybe next time she's in parrots. Who knows? Could happen.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.